Welcome to Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. KY's Whitehead, here again to have a conversation with you about some of the stories that matter. And folks, we have a lot to talk about today. As we move closer to celebrating, at least as a nation, Independence Day, July 4th, I have a question I want to ask you. I want to know from you, should Black people celebrate Independence Day? Think about that. A day that we celebrate when, for Black folks, we weren't even legally free in this country. Given the complicated history of race and oppression and white nationalism and white supremacy in this country, should anyone celebrate Independence Day? Maybe we should think about moving our Independence Day celebration. And I want to talk about that during this hour. I'm thinking that for our nation to celebrate independence, it should be a time when everybody was legally free and when everyone had the right to vote. So let's not celebrate Independence Day till we celebrate the fact that the 13th Amendment had been ratified. Till maybe if we talk about in terms of ratification, we look and talk about when women were allowed to vote. That maybe we talk about a different way of celebrating, since that celebration has, in the words of Chris Rock, become white people's Independence Day. I want to talk about that. Should we celebrate it? Because the question I'm wondering, what to a Black person is the 4th of July? It's the same question that Frederick Douglass once asked when he said, what to the slave is the 4th of July? We're going to explore that in this first hour. And in the second hour, oh, you have to stay around for this conversation, because we're going to talk to Albert Reed Jr., who was sentenced to life in federal prison for having a fist full of crack. He was released from federal prison, and he joins us today along with his attorney, Meangel Cody, who helped him to get out. They're going to talk about how do we buck this system? How do we challenge the three strikes rule, and how do we win? I think it's very interesting. When we talk about the three strikes rule and the way it gutted the Black community, it gutted the Black family, that some of the people that we look at, people that we still tend to hold in close regard, like Bill Clinton, for example, like Mayor O'Malley, for example, and their stances on the three strikes rule and how it impacted our community is something that has to be explored. You're talking about a generation of Black men separated from their family. When we look at what happened to the Black family, to when we can mark that moment when our family structure was gutted, folks, I would take it back to the three strikes rule. Now, you can easily take it all the way back to Reconstruction. I mean, you can take it back to American enslavement. You can take it back to the day when we started dealing with Plessy v. Ferguson. Yeah, we can go back to all of that. But in recent history, when we talk about the ways in which you saw the rise of the mass industrial prison complex, we saw the rise in the number of Black men being put to jail for life for having a fistful of crack cocaine, the three strikes rule is what we want to talk about. So in that second hour, we want to talk to Albert Reed Jr. We want to talk to his lawyer. And I want to talk to you, because I've had people call this show who are formerly incarcerated. I want to know how you beat the system. You know, what do we do when we rethink what it means to have a mass industrial prison complex? Angela Davis makes the argument that maybe we should do away with prisons, at least in the way they look right now. We saw yesterday in our conversation that the number of Black men going to prison is actually going down. And we know that once that happened, there will be a lot of rethinking about what prisons look like when prisons tend to hold more white people than Black people. It'll be very interesting where this country moves. So we'll talk about that in the second hour. But first, I want to play a clip which has Danny Glover, and he is reading Frederick Douglass's very famous speech. Frederick Douglass, who's a famed Black abolitionist and former slave, he posed a question before a large, mostly white crowd in Rochester, New York on July 5th, 1852. He said, what to the American slave is your 4th of July? He goes on to say, and I quote, it is a day that reveals to him more than any other day in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. Frederick Douglass then said, I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. Douglass reminded listeners that when the Declaration of Independence was signed, many Black folks were still enslaved. Even the British were more likely to offer freedom to Blacks than the colonists. So if we talk about what to the American slave is your 4th of July, how is that different from today? How do we actually celebrate the 4th of July? Should black folks celebrate Independence Day, or is it a farce? Is it a mockery? Is it a reminder of a time when we were enslaved in this country? Let's take a listen to this little piece of speech from Danny Glover reading Frederick Douglass's speech. Let's take a listen to it.
I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us. The blessings in which you this day rejoice are not enjoyed in common. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your fathers is shared by you, not by me. The sunlight that brought light and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. At a time like this, scorching irony, not convincing argument is needed. Oh, had I the ability and could reach the nation's ear, I would today pour out a fiery stream of biting ridicule, blasting reproach, withering sarcasm, and stern rebuke. For it is not light that is needed, but fire.
That was Danny Glover reading from Frederick Douglass's very famous speech, What to the American Slave is Your 4th of July? There was a time in this country, folks, around the 1860s, when black folks actually celebrated the 4th of July. After the end of the Civil War in 1865, the nation's 4 million newly emancipated citizens transformed Independence Day into a celebration of black freedom. Folks in the South, white folks in the South, did not celebrate Independence Day. Black folks primarily did during the time of 1865 all the way up to 1870. Then Southerners, after violently reasserting their dominance of the region, snuffed out any and all black commemorations, and all of a sudden it became white-only events. Back in the 1770s, now if we go back and we take a look at history, it was during a time that the forefathers and foremothers of this country, primarily white folks, right, grew weary of British rule. And so they were being taxed by the British. They had a problem with that, with representation. And so on March 23rd, 1775, Patrick Henry gave a very famous speech where he emphatically stated, "Give me liberty or give me death." So on July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the 13 colonies in America. Now, what I think is very interesting is that the author of the document, Thomas Jefferson, wrote the following. And you've heard this time and time again. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All men are created equal. This was during the time when black folks were enslaved and women did not have the right to vote. All men really meant white men with property were considered to be equal. Because if you go back to the Constitution and you read Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3, it says in that document that those folks who look like me were considered 3/5 of a human being. Which means for every 5 enslaved people, you count them as 3 for tax reasons. We were 3/5 of a human being. That's written in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3. Therefore, folks, I think it's pretty reasonable for us to assert and to believe and to argue that black folks were not intended to be included in this document. And we talk about Independence Day in this country. I think it's important to ask the question, whose Independence Day are we celebrating? Because if we are truly celebrating Independence Day for black folks, I would argue that we look to celebrate December 6th as our Independence Day. Because it was December 6, 1865, that was the day the 13th Amendment was ratified. And maybe, as women, we don't celebrate Independence Day till August 18th. because it was August 18th, 1920, that the 19th Amendment was ratified, granting all women the right to vote. So we talk about Independence Day on July 4th. Independence Day for whom? What are we talking about when we talk about this country and who does it belong to? Today is also an important day to have this conversation because today is also the day that the landmark civil rights and labor law in the United States that outlawed discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin was passed today. July 2nd, back in 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I have a clip about the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I just want to play that and what was actually promised with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which I'm arguing hasn't been delivered yet. Let's take a listen to it.
Congress passes the most sweeping civil rights bill ever to be written into the law, and thus reaffirms the conception of equality for all men that began with Lincoln and the Civil War 100 years ago. The Negro won his freedom then. He wins his dignity now. 5 hours after the House passes the measure, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is signed at the White House by President Johnson. Before an audience of legislators and civil rights leaders who had labored long and hard for passage of the bill, President Johnson calls for all Americans to back what he calls a turning point in history.
We must not approach the observance and enforcement of this law in a vengeful spirit. Its purpose is not to punish. Its purpose is not to divide, but to end divisions. Divisions which have lasted all too long.
That's a little bit from the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We're asking the question now, should black folks celebrate Independence Day? And really, I'm going to extend it. I'm wondering if this country as a whole should celebrate a day of independence that did not include black and brown people and did not include women or white men without property. So whose Independence Day is it? I thought it would be apropos, and I'll play my Kayopoly while you're getting your thoughts together, to pick Kayopolis that were very specific today. Like yesterday, we did road trip music, and many of you complained and said it was too easy. So today, we went a little bit farther. Today, we have two Kayopolis, and both of them connect to this question and to what happened today back in 1964. The first one is a Kayopoly of protest songs. You have to give me the name of the artist and the name of the song, but it connects to the ways in which we fight for independence in this country. What does it look like? Who does this day belong to? 410-319-8888. Let's listen to Kayopoly number one while you're getting your thoughts together.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze.
Why? Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
So today's Kayopoly is all about protest songs, folks, because on this day back in 1964, you had the Civil Rights Act of 1964. On this day, back in 1852, Frederick Douglass was writing his speech he was going to give. What to the American slave is a 4th of July? Folks, should black folks celebrate Independence Day? And with that said, should anybody? Because we're celebrating a day when black folks were enslaved, when women didn't have the right to vote, when white men without property didn't have the right to vote. So we're celebrating Independence Day for white men with property. It's their Independence Day. I'm just wondering, how do we fully embrace the history of this country until we fully embrace the days that matter to us? The days that matter to us are the days when we were legally free in this country. The days when women were allowed to vote in this country. The days when it didn't matter whether or not you owned property because your vote and your voice mattered. Maybe one of the first things we do when we start talking about our new government is we start with some days that really mean independence. 410-319-8888. I have Gene on the phone from Pikesville. Gene, how are you?
Yep. How you doing, Dr. K?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. Do you know what sour grapes are?
I've heard of the expression sour grapes, yes.
Yeah, this is what sour grapes is. That's old, you know. I'm serious. That's like your grandfather. And I used to do that, my grandmother. But anyway, Frederick Douglass was all for the 4th of July celebration when he got his freedom, wasn't he? And he thought that if everybody else got their freedom, that we would be included in the American society. So I'm gonna keep going.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out how that connects to the question that he was at. Like, don't you see how his question really begins to dig into what it means to look at this day?
He didn't feel that way until the Civil Rights Act of 1875, when Reconstruction was literally ended.
Yeah, but Frederick Douglass actually worked on behalf. Remember, Frederick Douglass did travel around. He was raising money for those who were fighting for freedom. He was trying to help people who had done what he did, which is still themselves.
Yes, he did. Yes, that's what I'm saying. And but he got sour grapes after the Civil Rights Act of 1875, and again, after 1866 and the Emancipation Proclamation, and things were looking good. The Republicans were on our side, but by 1875, remember that all changed, mm-hmm. and then the South recaptured the Confederates came back and were forgiven, and they recaptured the South, and then Jim Crow, racist white supremacy, and all that began, and that was the mindset of America at that time.
But so, then let me ask you this, Gene: do you think black folks should celebrate Independence Day? Here it is. It's 2019.
I'm a nitpick with you a little bit. Black folks are made up by colored people, Negroes, African Americans, Afro Americans, people of African descent,
right?
And others.
Okay.
So we are a very diverse group, and I think that what you're going to find out is most of them are not going to agree with me. Some of them will. Some of them have their own ideas of how this should go. But basically, I agree with you in the sense that, when do I celebrate the 4th of July? Is when I get that day off from work, and when I get the Friday off afterwards.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gene. I think you raised some good points. Folks, when we start talking about the term black, which is what, Gene was kind of nitpicking about, we know that the word black has now become an all-inclusive term. We say Barack Obama was the first black president, not the first African-American president. If, Senator Kamala Harris wins, she'll be the first black female president, not the first African-American. I get that. I know that black, can stand for folks who are African-American, Americans, indigenous Africans, Africans who are here. I get all of that. But when we look at the traditional definition of the word, when I'm talking about black folks, I'm going back to James Brown, Say Aloud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. I'm going back to Kwame Ture when he talked about black power when they were doing the marches. I'm going back to that, folks. 410-319-8888. I have Natanya on the phone. Natanya, how are you?
Hey, Dr. K, fine of yourself?
I'm doing well. So they tell me that you're calling to play Kaopoly.
I am.
Uh-oh. Okay. Now the judges tell me that I've been giving away stuff, so I can't say anything. You got to give me the name. You got to give me the song, and the judges will tell me thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay.
Okay.
Billie Holiday, Strange Fruit.
Okay, next one.
Edwin Starr, War.
And the last one?
And Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up.
Judges, I'm getting a thumbs up. You know what, Natanya? You have won. Now, for this 4th of July, because I know you're going to be out there with your fireworks, don't even try it, I'm going to get a copy of Roots Into Your Hand. Oh, Alex Haley's book. We have the paperback, the new paperback edition of it. And so we're excited to get that in your hands and get that on your show.
Okay.
Now, do you celebrate the 4th of July before you go?
You know, I grew up celebrating it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we continue to go to school and, you know, thank God for shows like yours and we're educated, to me, it is not our independence. And if you want to just talk about cooking on a grill,
right?
You know, we black folks, we can cook anyway. So it doesn't have to be the 4th to cook on the grill.
Right. All right. Thank you so much. So, you can't hang up, Natanya, because we got to get your information. So we got to get this book. I'm so glad you won. Congratulations. Folks, Natanya Tacombe-Kayopoli. Now, here's the thing you're going to like what we're going to do today. When we come back from the 3:30 break, I got another Kayopoli for you, Black Empowerment songs. If you didn't win this time, hold tight. We'll have another one. I have Brandon on the phone. Brandon's a new caller from Tulsa, my first new caller of the day. Brandon, how are you? And welcome to the family.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about your question. Could anyone celebrate 4th of July? And I think, like, we've been in this time for, you know, years and years now where we keep conceding a lot of ground in terms of how we feel about our country to nationalists and to white supremacy. And
right.
I think that 4th of July has a lot of good ideas that we could reclaim and reflect on. You know, at the end of the day, it's sort of the conclusion of a period of European colonialism and a European, you know, colonialist relationship. And I think that we could reflect on those values and spend time, you know, learning about the effects of colonialism and what independence has done for countries since the end of, you know, that period of colonialism.
No, I like what you said, that for too long we concede ground. I think that's important to know, Brandon. Thank you so much. Folks, we're going to hold it here for just a moment. When we come back, we have Winsome Ock, Carl Tran on the phone. Hold on. We're going to come right back. We're going to play Kayopoli again. And I want to ask you, folks, you know, should we rise up and stop celebrating a holiday that really supports white nationalism and white supremacy? This is Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. Stay with us after the break. More conversation. With Dr. K, I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. Folks, today, a lot is going on. July 2nd is the day that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed through. It's also the day back in 1908 that Thurgood Marshall, American lawyer, served as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States from October 1967 until October 1991. He was born on this day. It's also a day when we should be thinking about what we are willing to stand up for. Should Black folks, as a community, and should this country as a whole continue to celebrate a day that really highlights white nationalism and white supremacy? Because when Independence Day was first thrown out there, if you go back to the Constitution, folks, you know we're not making this up. Go back to the Constitution. Go back to the section where it says that Black folks were counted as 3/5 of a human being. That's right there in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 2, Paragraph 3. So we are celebrating a day that we're not even included. Well, in honor of that, we're doing something special. We have another Kayopoli. I know I never do two in 1 hour, but this Kayopoli is all Black empowerment songs. I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to go back, Winsome Ock and Taryn. I'm coming right to you after we play Kayopoli.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I fix myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm Black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it back to
to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other.
A boy's born in hard-time Mississippi, surrounded by for world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
We've been built and we've been scorned. We've been treated bad, talked about as sure as you moan. But just as sure as it takes 2 eyes to make a pair, brother, we can't quit until we get our share. Say it loud.
Welcome back, folks. That's our Chaopoly for this half hour. We're calling those Black empowerment songs. Because on a day when we're considering whether or not we should be participating in this celebration of white nationalism, white supremacy, it's a day we should be thinking about who we want to be in this nation. I have Winsome on the phone from Millersville. Winsome, how are you?
Hello, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. First of all, I really, no. We should not celebrate. We have so many different things to celebrate,
right.
And we're not finished the fight. You know, I'm here in Millersville, and I swear I will invite anybody to come to Severna Park, Glen Burnie, Millersville this holiday. I've seen some parades down here. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
But they're out there doing their thing. They celebrating whatever they celebrating for, and you know what? Them have some Black people in there, just like they have some Black people supporting Trump. They there,
come on.
But no,
I think we need to be. I think we need to wake up, Winsome. We need to wake up. It's time.
You know what? I'm so tired of saying that.
Yeah, we need to wake up.
The awakening.
Come on.
My awakening was going to St. Helena Island Gullah people. And I just wind up there. I don't even know how I get there from Jamaica to there. Unbelievable, phenomenal people, Black slave people. You wouldn't even know they even, just the way they think and operate, I've never seen an American like that.
Oh, I like that. Thank you so much, Winsome. Hey, Black folks, I'm just saying, okay? Maybe it's time for us to wake up. White folks, hey, I'm just saying, maybe it's time for y'all to wake up. Hispanic folks, maybe it's time for y'all to wake up. Maybe it's time for us as Americans to wake up and really make a stand and demand the kind of country we want to live in. You know what? Instead of celebrating this fake day of independence, let's celebrate the day when everybody was free. Let's either push it back and celebrate it back in December. And that's when the 13th Amendment was ratified, when Black folks were legally free in this country. We know. We still had du jour slavery, but I'm saying legally free. Or let's push it back and let's talk about celebrating it at a time when women got the right to vote. Let's put it in August. August 18th could be our new day of independence. And we can say it's right around the time when women got the right to vote, when Black folks were legally free, that we stop celebrating a holiday that really supports white supremacy and white nationalism. That's why Chris Rock said it's White People's Independence Day. Like, really, it is. Because who else were they talking about in 1776? We have Ankh on the phone from Baltimore. Ankh, how are you?
Hi, sister. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yes, it's the 4th of July.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all fools are created equal, right?
Well, that the people they were talking about as men, yes. I won't say all of us, but you mean just the people talking about in that document?
Yeah, all fools are created equal, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll be body chewing on the fourth are some plantations. Have a good one.
All right, you have a good one as well. So, now this is what's going to get you, folks, because you're going to say, no, we shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July, except I want to ask you, what are you doing on the 4th of July? I mean, are you having your barbecue? Are you grilling out? Are you lighting up the fireworks? I mean, are you that person on the block who lights up the fireworks at the corner? Are you that person pushing down at the harbor, trying to get you a good parking space? So you can say that maybe black folks need to wake up. But the question is, what are you willing to do? You're going to the beach. I mean, like, what are you doing? I understand you said, well, it's a free day off of work, but a free day off of work in support of what? At some point, if we want this country to change, if we do, then that means we have to be willing to change. If you do want the country to change, maybe you don't. Maybe you're comfortable with the day of, you know, Happy White Nationalist White Supremacy Day. Maybe we should stay that on the 4th of July. We have Taryn on the phone from Maryland. Taryn, how are you?
Yes, hi, Dr. K. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Great. You're welcome. Well, my family and I are celebrating Standing on the Shoulders Day.
Oh, I like that.
Because of the days off, we sit back, we reflect, tell stories of our ancestors, and instead of me, and we're going to barbecue because we're going to have dinner, okay? And we're going to we have our conversations, and instead of me, like I used to put up 4th of July decorations on my steps, in Sharp Leaden Hall near Federal Hill, there will be red, black, and green
candles. There you go. There you go,
Taryn.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Eva is going to call you soon. She just got back from the UK. Dodged the two bullets, the big protest in Paris against their president, and 113 degree heat yesterday. So my baby's home.
Good. I am so glad. And let me say, I like what you're doing. I'm telling you, I might be telling you to throw a vegetarian burger on the grill for me. You might see me because, you know, I'm a pescatarian. I don't eat meat. But you can always get some veggie dogs and put one on the grill for me, Taryn.
That's right. We'll do that.
So thank you so much.
Celebrating.
All right, folks. I like that. Maybe that's the way we celebrate. Turn it around to the red, black, and green. Happy Standing on the Soldiers Day. Happy, hey, you know, black folks, get your weapons and rise up day. Because really, in 1776, that's what the talk was. Now, I'm not saying rise up 2019. I'm talking about go back and use the 1776 lens. There was talk of using this day, a day when plantation owners would celebrate and drink and party as a day to run away and steal your freedom, as a day to rise up. Like, we can talk about the ways in which this is really a day that's designed for standing up, a day that's designed for saying we want to change the direction of this country. We have Roger on the phone from Laurel. Roger, how are you? Hey, Roger, we're not hearing from you. All right,
I'm here.
Hey, Roger, how are you?
Doing well. Yeah, as far as the 4th of July goes, I always considered it White People Independence Day.
Yeah.
But because I had a day off, I just used it for leisure things.
Right.
But I started thinking differently. I would try to either stay away, stay inside, stay from the fools shooting guns in the air.
Oh, yeah. What is that about? Roger, is that like a Texas thing? I mean, does that really happen in Maryland, in Baltimore?
Oh, it happens through the city. Yeah, they do it through
come
the city,
on.
Too.
Yeah. This is not a good place to shoot anything.
Not so much out here in Howard County, but in the city they do. Oh. But, just kind of stay away from the amateurs, you know?
Right.
stay away from them, you know?
Yeah. Anyone shooting guns, I'll stay away.
Tomorrow, I'm thinking about, fourth, I was thinking about joining anti-Trump protesters.
I like that. I'm really considering using that as well.
Are we playing Chaopoly yet?
Yes, you're ready, because no one's called about it. If you're ready, Roger, I got you. If you're ready to play Chaopoly, the Black Empowerment song, you can take away a book right now if you can go ahead and give them to me.
Okay, I think it's Changes by Tupac Shakur, Living for the City, Stevie Wonder, and Say It Loud by James Brown.
And the judges say... They said, wait a minute. They said, wait, one of them you didn't say completely correct. But here's what we're going to do, Roger. Since
say
you're the only
loud,
one.
I'm black and I'm proud.
There you go. There you go. Say it loud. You got to say the whole thing. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Here's what I'm going to do, because this is Black Empowerment Songs. What we'll give to you, Roger, particularly because you're going to that protest movement on the 4th of July and you have me thinking about doing protests, I'm going to give you a copy of my book, Race Brave. And this book is poetry and writings about me protesting with my sons during the Baltimore uprising. I'll autograph that for you, and I'll get that into your hands. So hold on one second, Roger. But that's my Independence Day of protest gift to you.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one second. Justine, if you can get Roger's information. We have Nathan on the phone from White Marsh. Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
So what do you think, Nation? Should black folks or anybody really celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day?
Well, white folks should celebrate it because they stole this country, and the founding fathers is all white supremacists. This is a white racist nation. So I don't know where you separate it between these is white nationalism, because America always been a white nationalist country. Thomas Jefferson's a white nationalist.
Yep.
George Washington was a white nationalist.
Yep.
So this is a white nation. Black people will never have rights in this country. Will never have human or civil rights in this country. Just like you said, the Civil Rights Bill was passed in 1964. We still don't have human or civil rights. But you keep waving that flag, Dr. K. You what? Think you're an American citizen. You
what flag am I waving? I'm saying we should talk about it, Nathan. And I will say, and I do not make any qualms about this, that when I look at my passport and when I look at my birth certificate, I am an American citizen. I believe what James Baldwin said. It's because I love this country that I so severely critique it and work to make it better. Hey, because I do. Oh, my word. Oh, Nathan, thank you so much. But I will say this. Thank you so much, Nathan. You know what, folks? I'm going to be very clear. I don't shrink from my past. I do come from a line of people who were enslaved and who chose every day to survive. See, that to me is what makes the Bambergs and the drafts, my people, that's what makes us so strong. We were enslaved and my people chose every day to survive. Didn't know what freedom looked like. Didn't know if freedom would ever come, but they kept making a choice to survive, not just for me, but for my sons to be here. Like, when I think about my son getting ready to go off to college, I tell him, hey, Kofi, you know what? You are the hope and the dream of the enslaved people from our family. When the first person from our family arrived in this country as an enslaved person, they never would have thought that one day you'd be going off to college. You're taking all of them, like a Trojan horse. When you show up on campus, you're taking all of our people, enslaved and free. Those who could read and those who couldn't. Those who can write and those who couldn't, those who made choices and those who didn't, you're taking all of them with you. So I don't shrink from my history. I'm not ashamed of what my people went through, because we went through it and we survived and we're still here. We have Rob on the phone from Baltimore. Rob, how are you?
Well, Dr. Whitehead, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Look, first of all, let me tell you, no one invites me to cookouts on the 4th of July. And I understand that, you know, and I was grown before I actually let it set in my brain it was not for black people.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. There are a lot of folks that are in the supermarkets right now buying hamburgers, hot dogs, and they're going to have cookouts in their backyards. They're going to have cookouts in the park. They're going to have some at the beach. So those folks that you probably turned them off, they're still going to do what they want to do.
They're going to do what they want to do. They're going to do what they want to do. I'm saying, thank you so much, Rob. I'm saying, folks, you can do your cookout in the morning, and then you can go to a Trump protest in the afternoon. Do your cookout in the morning, and then go protest those babies being held in cages at the border. Like, there's some things that you can do to actually talk about independence. How about do what my daddy used to do? My daddy used to take our 4th of July celebrations and turn them into teach-ins. He'd make us sit down on the steps, and he would talk to us about the fact of why it wasn't our Independence Day. You can get your burger, get your hot dog, and let's get a little bit of real history here while you are talking about what it means to be black in this country on the 4th of July. We have Miss Peaches on the phone. Miss Peaches is a new caller. She actually is on Mornings with Mikkel. She does the walkthrough Miss Peaches segment. How are you, Miss Peaches?
I'm great, Dr. K. I am so glad you had this question.
Yeah, let me ring the bell.
Absolutely believe we should not celebrate anything that does not celebrate us. Oh. Absolutely not. I don't know about this life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. All those things was not happening for my ancestors during the time that this thing was had 1800. It was not happening. So why should we celebrate something that does not celebrate us? How about we go past Juneteenth, which celebrates us, pay no attention to that, but run out and spend every dime to get every American flag, red, white, and blue, blood, and say, oh, cheer to America. Who is America? First, you need to know that.
I know that's
right. How did
right.
America form? Why is there an America? Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Dr. K.
Thank you, Miss Peaches. Miss Peaches is laying it down, folks. Thank you so much, Miss Peaches. She put out some questions, folks. How was America formed? Why was America formed? If you really take a look at this history in this country, I mean, the real history of what it means when Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death back in 1775, what did it mean in 1776 when the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the 13 colonies? What does it mean that Thomas Jefferson talked about we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal? Thomas Jefferson, who was the owner of about 200 people. Thomas Jefferson, who did rape repeatedly Sally Hemings. Let's talk about the fact that these founding fathers of this country were slaveholders, were white supremacists, were white nationalists. So what exactly are we celebrating? I'm just throwing it out there. Terrence from East Baltimore, how are you?
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Just want to make one historical point. When we talk about America and American dream, the American dream was free land and free labor. So we have to keep that in mind when we talk about celebrating this American, American dream. And as far as celebrating the 4th of July, I think we should do two things for our own independence. Being that it's Black Mental Health Month, we should do mental health checks tomorrow for celebrating the independence of the people on
the planet.
There you go. And secondly, we need to study how to get economic independence as well. So those are the things I'm going to be doing tomorrow versus cooking on a grill and lighting firecrackers and all the other crazy stuff. It's developing my own mental economic independence.
So I should not plan to meet you at the harbor for the fireworks, Terrence.
Won't be there.
Won't be there at all. I appreciate you. I like that. You know, do a mental health check-in. Folks, do you understand and recognize that sociologists and psychologists talk about how difficult it is to survive as a Black person in this country? Like the fact that you're still here today, very seriously, and I'm just throwing this out for you to think about it. The fact that you got up this morning and you got dressed and you got out the house as a Black person, you are a miracle in motion. You know why? Because there's so much racism and hostility and oppression against us. Getting out the house is an act of courage as a Black person.
Absolutely.
And I'm like with you, Terrence.
It's Black Mental Health Month.
Yeah, there we go. That's what we need to do. Thank you, Terrence. Folks, think about that. I'm just saying, if you got out the house this morning, I want to congratulate you for your act of courage. You know. Now, I'm just going to put something personal on the table and then I'm going to go to Mark. My son went to go and work out this morning. And it was so hard for me. I mean, it was hard for me to let my son get out of the car to walk down to the gym. Now he's 18, okay? And he's going to our gym. And it's the middle of the day over in Roland Park. And I still wanted to follow him in my car down the street because I was nervous that something might happen to him from one end of the block to the next. Folks, being Black in this country and surviving is an act of courage. Being able to let our kids leave the house without us on their back is an act of courage. Being a Black mother or a Black father or a Black auntie or uncle or grandma or grandpop in this country, it is an act of courage because we're actually trusting a system that does not trust us to not harm our children when they go out on their own. So maybe July 4th is a day we need to take stock of who we are. With Mark on the phone. Mark's a new caller from Baltimore. Mark, how are you? And welcome to the family.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wanted to thank you for this topic. It's incredible. And I don't want to comment on whether I feel that Black communities should celebrate the 4th of July. I don't have the right to do that. I don't face the same trials as a man that's my equal, a Black father. I'm a white father. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to talk to my son about certain things that he does. You understand what I mean?
I understand what you mean.
So I don't feel like I have the ability to talk on that subject. But what I did want to bring in is a perspective of this. I'm also a soldier, retired, but was a soldier. And I want people to be aware of, you know, their day off on Thursday or what have you, that right now in our country, from what I can see, from all the evidence I can see, Dr. K, is that there are kids of color that are put into cages.
Yes, and that yes.
infuriates me to the point. It's almost, I don't want to equate it to something, but I'm telling you, Dr. K, there was people put in cages not too long ago in our country.
Yes.
Because of who they were. And I know this is a different circumstance, but you better watch yourself if you can't open your heart up and then go to school or go to church on Sunday, because I got to tell you, it's terrible to me to see
it
that.
Is.
This heart and this stuff where they're going to go in on this 4th of July and they're going to pull tanks down.
Yeah.
You know, Main Street.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Like,
it is ridiculous.
It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace
to everything that I stood for. Because let me tell you something, Dr. K, and I'll tell everybody else. I looked in the face of people who didn't have freedom. And I'm telling you, it's a privilege to have that freedom. And I love that Bob Marley song because it says, get up, stand up, stand up for your rights, man.
Really right.
And maybe that's what should be celebrated.
Oh, I like that. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you. Folks, Mark is laying something out. Are you aware of what's going on at the border? I'm just saying, if you're someone and you have not taken a stand against what is happening to children. Like, I'm looking at you sideways. I am. I'm giving you the side eye because I'm trying to figure out, despite who you are and what you believe, how you can be okay with that. Why aren't we protesting that? Like, why aren't we using Independence Day to really fight for independence for all? Like our last caller, I am not a veteran, but I am the daughter of a veteran. I mean, my daddy fought for this country and then came back home and had to deal with racism from this country. You know, my daddy used to say that the scariest day for him was getting off that plane and coming back down south in his uniform. He said that many of the men on the bus with him who got off in D.C., who caught the bus back down to South Carolina, they changed in the bathroom to get out of their uniforms because they knew if they rode into Lexington, South Carolina, Ola, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, in those military uniforms, they were riding to their death because they would be lynched. So I know what it's like to have someone who fought for this country, who both loves this country and despises this country. My daddy, as a pastor, would say, when I say God bless America and pray for America, not the America that she is, but the America that she could be. We have Bunchy on the phone from Baltimore. Bunchy, how are you?
Hello, Dr. K.
How you doing?
I'm sorry. Hello, Mayor Dr. K. Whitehead. Make sure when you take and run that you pick a good cabinet that's going to be on the same page next with you. People really think that's a good idea, and I'm backing them up.
Oh, thank you
so
very
if
much.
You don't do it 2020, you make sure you are right there for 2024. God bless you.
God bless
Any
you,
comments
too.
You have, say it to everybody.
Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
You.
All right, Bunchy, I appreciate you. We have Jahari on the phone. Jahari is from Baltimore. Jahari is a second-time caller. Welcome back to the family.
Peace and blessings,
yes.
Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I love your consciousness. I just didn't know you went this far, and I'm with you, baby. I just wanted to say, I was on WEAA for 30 years in health talk. I love WEAA.
God, thank you.
Yes. So my elder brother, Dr. David Imhotep, wrote the book, The First Americans Were Africans.
Yes.
This goes way back before these were the Americas or the United States. The United Snakes of America, I call it. And so I encourage everyone to read that book because it's very well documented. And as being a descendant of slaves myself, I'm very light-skinned because of the slave trade, because
yes.
of what they did to our ancestors.
Right, the rape and the miscegenation.
Yes. And so I've had to deal with it all my life on both sides. My father, like an ophthalmologist in the state of Maryland, he used to say how he had to deal with it on both sides. You know, he wasn't white enough and he wasn't black enough.
Mm.
You know? And so we really, really need to stop this paper bag mess and call
we
it
do. We
hair,
do.
Good hair and bad
Oh, yeah.
Hair.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Light skin, dark skin, all that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you. Thank you so much, Jahar. Oh, let me let you finish. Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for bringing this truth to fore because people really need to hear this. They really do. And listen to Dr. because she is Dr. J, right?
Dr. K.
Thank you. Dr. K. I apologize. Yes, she's bringing it.
Thank you so much,
so
Jahari.
For your activism, you're not just talking, you're walking your talk.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Folks, it's interesting because when I start thinking about me in this country, I think about what W.B. Du Bois talked about. Now, W.B. Du Bois talked about this notion of double consciousness, and that's both an expressive and oppressive way of viewing and judging yourself through the eyes of a racist white society. Who are you separate from the white gaze, right? Toni Morrison says we got to stop seeing ourselves through the white gaze and begin to see ourselves with our own eyes. I'm going to get one more caller in here, Claude from Baltimore. Claude, how are you?
How are you, ma'am? I'm in a different race than you are, okay? I'm Caucasian.
Okay.
My girlfriend is African-American, and I'm an ex-law enforcement officer, and I don't believe in prejudice of any kind. Everybody is equal under the law and under God's eyes. We are all human beings. We all have one God, and people need to, you know, celebrate Independence Day for our freedom of being here from the people not trying to hurt us. And like you said, that is true. Which would have happened to your relatives, somebody would have lynched them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the whole thing, the Baltimore Uprising, you wrote a book on it. I was in it, okay, out here. And what these young black men need to do today, get an education, get yourself off these streets, make something of their life, make people proud of them, stop wearing their pants down to their butt.
Okay, well, I'm thinking, I appreciate you, Claude. I really do. And folks, all opinions are welcome. I do think one of the things we need to stop doing is tell folks what they got to do, what young black folks got to do. How about we give people the space to make their own decision and live their own lives? This is Today with Dr. K. I'm Dr. K. Wise Whitehead. When we come back, let's talk about the three strikes rule. When we talk about freedom for all, let's talk about what that really means in the life of black folks in this country. Stay with us after the break. We're going to continue this conversation.
Good afternoon. On the pen line of the Mark System, 426, running about 5 to 10 minutes late, heading from Washington to Baltimore. No other delays on the pen line. In town, the light rail link on schedule and no problems on the Metro subway line.